our eyes. That to me is what your eyes are. Soft as stars and April skies are. Tell me someday you'll fulfill the promise of a thrill. Star eyes, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores that loveliness of yours. All my life I've felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to build the stardust in your eyes. Eyes glow, makes no difference where you are. Your eyes still hold my wishing star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely you
oh.
how lovely you are. Ow! Ow! Oh, baby. Oh! Trying to feel the vibe in here. She only wants to fly. No one to listen to her rage, no one to free her from her cage. Proud as an eagle, yeah. She's an angel. She only wants to fly. caged bird sings. She simply wants to spread her wings. She only wants to fly. you say, now, oh, tomorrow and yesterday, and forever will my heart belong to you, alone, exclusively yours to have, and yours to hold, my one and only dream is a dream, a dream come true. Because this is the first time. And you can tell your grandkids that night, on that night, at that place, I heard that song for the first time. Here's another one. Where'd it go? How'd we ever lose the feeling? try to change. I never thought that you'd be leaving. You all my love, and now you break my heart. You're still my everything, even though we've grown apart. If you should change your mind and find that you are still in love with me, I'll give you more, much more love than you'll ever need. Please hear my plea. Oh, oh, oh. Where'd it go? How'll we ever stop the road? What went wrong?
I feel so all alone now that you've gone. Trying to hear some other music. I understand. I got it. I understand. You having a good time? Something happened today. It was early. Took my breath away. And it's gotten under my skin. An awakening. Here's to all She liked the jungle juice, the sweet cocaine. She played too long in the fast lane. She was afraid of the truth, robbed of her youth. It's a crying shame. Real life is just too strange. She's mixing glory with her pain, and her wired brain doesn't have a clue. She's a walking cold blue. Living in the rhythm of life, living by the light of midnight, a walking cold blue. When a trip to Mars, where the night line never ends. It's just a matter of time before her beautiful mind goes out on a limb. Her heart will stop, never begin again. Glory with her pain, and her wired brain doesn't have a clue. She's a walking cold blue. Living in the rhythm of life, living by the light of midnight, a walking cold blue. for her beautiful mind goes out on a limb, and her heart will stop and never begin again. She's afraid of the truth, robbed of her youth. It's a crying shame.
She's mixing glory with her pain. Her white brain doesn't have a clue. She's a walking cold blue.
Laying in a red on the blind, living by the light of midnight. A walking cold blue. Living in a red on the blind, living by the light of midnight. A walking cold blue. I got to get off the stage and share it with somebody else. Talking about Jameson Ross from Jacksonville, Florida. Okay, making his home in New Orleans. From Chicago, who's in the house? This is your man. He's now living in New York City. This is Kenny Davis. One more time. And one more time for the great. And I know you're happy to see her back on the stage. Come on, Patrice Rushen. Yeah, let's go. I wrote this one too, y'all. Somebody gotta tell you. Y'all need to know. I dream about a world full of gladness, and I dream about a world without sadness. But of all the things I dream of you, in living color, I dream about the children at play, and I dream and hope they'll grow old someday. But of all the things I'd rather dream of you, I'd rather dream of you in living color. My one desire is to have a life joy and laughter, yeah. Where peace and love and hope will live for long after. I dream about a world without pain. And I dream of a little girl who can move any mountain out of her way. But of all the things I hope your dreams come true. Of a life that's all about true love. I dream of you, and you become the moon, the sun, and the stars above. Yeah, oh yeah, say yeah. Bye.
You're listening to 88.9 KUSP and KUSP.org, bringing you the 56th annual Monterey Jazz Festival and doing it for 33 years. Day two, Saturday of the three-day event. We just heard from Carmen Lunde and a delayed performance from last night's event. Carmen in fine form with the trio, Patrice Rushen on piano, Jameson Ross on bass, Kenny drums. I'm Papa Sam, joined by Gio Warner here in the mobile unit, bringing it to you on a beautiful, well, I guess it's a beautiful feeling in the air for a Saturday afternoon, but weather-wise, it's a little all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, if you were in the Monterey Bay area, you're probably getting a few raindrops, and so we're listening to the various musicians work their way between those raindrops and bring us great joy. So we're hoping you are enjoying the coverage that we're bringing to you here on our 33rd year of bringing you the Monterey Jazz Festival. I want to remind you that KUSP presents the Monterey Jazz Festival in 3D on the World Wide Web. There are live video streams of performances, extended interviews, slideshows, and pithy observations from around the fairgrounds. Find it all at KUSP.org.
If you're looking for a way to fill the rest of your Saturday afternoon or evening, or for Sunday, for that matter, you can go to MontereyJazzFestival.org. There are still tickets available both for the grounds and for the arena for both the rest of today as well as tomorrow. And, of course, you could always come down to the fairgrounds and just walk right up to the ticket box office and get what you need there. The volunteers and staff of 88.9 KUSP and KUSP.org are proud to have been part of the Monterey Jazz Festival for over 30 years, as Gio said. We're delighted to have had the opportunity to broadcast countless hours of memorable and inspirational jazz from this unparalleled festival. We hope it's been important to you, too, our listeners. KUSP relies on funding from listeners like you to make this programming possible. And so if you would, please take a moment and show your support for us online at KUSP.org. Click, donate, and savor yet another year of fine jazz.
KUSP had an opportunity to talk to Carmen. And so after that wonderful performance, I just wanted to, before we go to that interview, I wanted to mention that Patrice Rushen is a product of the education aspect of the Monterey Jazz Festival. Monterey Jazz Festival is a nonprofit organization. All the profits from this endeavor that that Monterey Jazz Festival does, which kind of goes on all year with lots of education programs, Patrice Rushen came out of one of those programs, so it's really nice to see the circle come around. But anyway, we want to get to this a nice interview with Carmen, so let's listen in.
This is Maya Evans for KUSP, speaking with the great, the incomparable, the talented Carmen Lunde off of her very first set at the Monterey Jazz Festival. Carmen, how does it feel?
It feels like I've sort of realized a part of this journey that has been long overdue for me. And it felt so wonderful to step onto that stage and sense the anticipation of the audience and the anticipation of the musicians, too. So to kind of, and that's the moment, that's that jazz moment that you just want to hold on to when you know it's all about what's going to happen from that moment and to the next note, and to the next note, and that's the beauty of the night, that we really came in there, and I think everybody was part of the music tonight. Without that audience, we certainly could not have played the music that you heard tonight.
I agree, and you are a real performer. I mean, I see the sweat on your brow. You are out there performing. You're an actress as well.
I was paid to act. for a short time, and that was just part of the way I considered as my development, that to really be the performer, I had to get inside that other part where I didn't have the notes, you know what I mean, to kind of be who, you know, to present a spirit without notes. That's, I mean, I have a lot of respect for the actor, and to convey so many things, different emotions that aren't necessarily your own personal experience, that has taught me a lot. But I think that my true heart lies in the music, and to have that note, you know, to bring you that note. That's what I think I came to the planet to do, yeah.
And let me tell you, that is such a gift to the audience. And as I understand it, you like to make a spiritual connection with your audience. Is that right?
I don't know if I am conscious of that. You know, I don't know if that's like I'm going to go out and I'm going to make a spiritual connection. You know, I don't think I have that kind of consciousness. But I do believe that the music itself, there's a spirit in the sound of jazz. There's a spirit that we all understand when we hear it and feel it. And I think that I want to have that feeling in the music when I go to the bandstand. And because it's not just me up there a cappella, because there's a collaboration, it's important to me that I sense everybody's contribution spiritually in the music. And that's what I think translates to the listener. I think that's what really translates, is how we come together as the players, you know, and to speak that or tell that story. Maybe we were actually telling their story, and maybe that's where the spirituality is that it's understood. No one's ever asked me this question before, so honestly, I really got to say, I think that's what the beauty of this music is, without even consciously knowing that that's our intention. That's what we really strive for, I think, in the music.
And it's amazing that you make such a connection with your audience and that you put so much in the music. And you have more than 60 songs in your catalog. Is that correct?
It's getting to be closer to 100 now. It's getting, you know, a lot of my music is being used in other formats, you know, like underscores for film, TV. You know, I'm hearing it in other places. So a lot of the things I have written, I actually have not placed on my own albums. They're in other situations. So it's getting to be 100, yes. And I think by the time I release the next album, we're going to be closer to that. And I don't really count, but I know I'm past 60 now. I think I'm way closer to 100 now. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to have written all of this time in my career and to have an audience that I think that's actually familiar with some of the music now. I got to tell you, that's a very rewarding feeling to come to the stage and be embraced for songs that are part of this time in jazz. Gorgeous.
And you even said it yourself on stage, these are my songs and you're singing them. And it was a very interactive, it was such a great performance.
Yeah, I wanted the audience to know that. I think I said something like, well, if you don't recognize these songs, it's because they're new. You know, and it's because you're hearing them for the first time. And now you get to say, I was there that night when I heard that song for the first time, you know? So I think part of the beauty of why I fell in love with jazz is because of the stuff that Horace Silver gave us, you know? The stuff that Herbie did and Freddie Hubbard. Not necessarily just the stuff from the Broadway stage and from the theater, but those great composers that were amazing players, too. So I think for me, me and Patrice and the young drummer James too, we're like, yes, they're digging our stuff. So it's encouraging. And I think that's why the songs keep growing. I think that's why there's more tunes, because we're encouraged by the fact that there are people who are really ready to receive that as part of the body of work that defines the jazz literature, you know, the jazz discography. So to have moments like this in this setting, it's a gift. It's a wonderful gift, and I don't know. I feel that the gift lies in the listener, you know, in what they come to take away, and we're just here to offer that, you know. So this is a special time.
What a wonderful gift you are, and what a wonderful gift your music has been to all of us. So welcome to the Monterey Jazz Festival. Finally, you have exploded onto the stage, and it was wonderful to watch you play.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.
Carmen Lundy, wonderful performer, wonderful vocalist, really becoming quite a legacy in the jazz vocal scene, not only as a performer, but also as a teacher. She's done a lot of important activity. She's given master classes all over the world in the United States. And since its inception in 1998, Lundy has and continues to participate in Betty Carter's Jazz Ahead program at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and also as a resident clinician and guest artist. So she's also worked with the Thelonious Monk Institute as a guest artist as well and clinician. So she's a great contributor to the jazz world. We want to invite you to join us. We're going to take a break this afternoon from the Jazz Festival, but we want you to come back and join us at 7:55 for Joe Lovano and Dave Douglas Quintet.